broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for November 29th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two. The goal, incredibly simple, always on target. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers absolutely inspired, no doubt brilliant, and one of the great solutions to restore the republic or to make America great again, however you prefer to say it, the order of the day. Folks, we got a lot of work ahead of us to restore America, but we can do it. One day, one item, one person at a time. That's all it takes. Good, honest people saying, hey, I got to leave a better country for my children than I found. I don't have to do everything. Can't fix it by, 3 o'clock today. But I can do something. And what I can do, I absolutely will do. Isn't that the deal? All right, we have a lot of work ahead of us, folks. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Now, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. They got all kinds of incredible deals. Herbs and spices, books and videos. Just check it out, man. Thepowermall.com. Incredible Christmas opportunities. Tell all your friends, please do business with the good guys. That's 877-817-9829. Also, brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. Now, are you frustrated, depressed, discouraged, feel like too much is going on and you just can't handle it all? Overwhelmed, discouraged? All right. Well, if you take the scientifically backed free vigor test, get a handle on your score, and then with natural health and healing solutions, you work on it for a while, and then you take the test again, you'll find an incredible difference. Get a hold of Kurt for all the details. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or simply smile and dial 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. And while you're at it, say, Kurt, tell me about your raw honey delivered directly to my door. That'd be an incredible Christmas gift as well. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Now, yesterday's broadcast, we had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, doing a great job as always. We talked about Hillary's campaign says, yes, it will participate in the recount of elections. Wisconsin and a couple of other states. Donald Trump now saying, hey, millions of people voted illegally. We talked about that. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds even with greater detail today. Now, Fidel Castro dead at 90 years old. Wow. Now, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. calls on Donald Trump to heal the nation. And boy, do we need a clarion call for civility, folks. Wow. We talked about the great Thanksgiving hoax a little bit, the lies told in government school about Thanksgiving, missing the rejection of socialism and the embracing of the free market is one of the key components of a real story on Thanksgiving. Hour two, we talked about, do you have a fun committee at work? Yeah, we talked about interesting weight loss ideas. We talked about some gems from Lowell Nelson's mother. We talked about the three keys to health. That is nutrition, building good blood. Exercise, that is getting the blood where it is needed. And then appropriate rest. Yeah, good sleep. So someone's body can function properly. We talked about those three things. If you eat right, if you exercise right, and if you rest right, you'll be healthy. You don't need to worry about losing or gaining weight. You just simply got to do your best to be healthy and let your weight take care of itself. We also talked about the importance of praying for President-elect Donald Trump. Bottom line is personnel determines policy. We've got to be careful who he surrounds himself with, no doubt. We also talked about Prince Rebus. I know it's Rince Priebus. I get it. Says that, you know what, Donald's team cut a deal with Clinton's team to capitulate to the winner 15 minutes after the Associated Press decides. That's a scandal in and of itself. How many other behind-the-scenes deals have been made? Are you comfortable with that? By the way, did you know Mitt Romney voted for the Donald? After all the back-and-forth banter between everybody, Romney voted for Donald. We talked about the Department of Justice. The DOJ also issued a fine to the Denver, Colorado Sheriff's Department after a federal investigation found that they had being a citizen was a job requirement during a major hiring spree. Just imagine saying you got to be a citizen to be a police officer in America today. And then the federal government literally fining you as a city sheriff's department. Wow. Or I should say a county sheriff's department. Wow. Don't worry, though, Hillary. We're not going to look into her. She's worked so hard. She's done her very best. And, man, she's just had a row to hoe these days. Amazing. All right, that's a recap of the hard-hitting broadcast that took place yesterday. It's available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. It's free, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. Also at libertyroundtable.com. For incredible websites, though, check out libertynewsradio.com and libertynewsdaily.com. libertynewsdaily.com, one of the best news sites on the internet. We run it all on a shoestring, folks. It's like the Widow's Mite Radio Network, if you will, but would love your financial support. By the way, it was Cyber Monday yesterday, Black Friday before that. Today is Giving Tuesday. What will you give to the causes of your choice? Will we be one of those? Will we be the recipients of your kind love and financial support? We could use every penny. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Please get involved today. All right, that's a recap. Kirk Crosby's with me for today's hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, and it all starts now. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Poor Jill.
Yeah, Jill Stein. You know, it is a sad thing, but she's crying over spilt milk. I don't know what you call it, but she is suing now, because the Wisconsin, Board of Elections has refused to, order hand ballot counting. She wanted them all counted by hand. I guess they agreed to begin a recount, but they didn't want to recount them, the hand ballots, if you will. It's kind of interesting when you look at how they do things there in Wisconsin. She's decided to sue because they declined to require the county officials to recount the votes by hand. But under state law, the recount, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the recount must begin this week as long as Stein and her allies, and that's where you get the Clintons involved, pay the estimated cost of the recall by, today. That's what the election officials say. Also, she filed a lawsuit in Pennsylvania, wants to force a recount there, and her supporters are, filing recount requests at the precinct level there in the Keystone State. If you didn't know what that was, that's Pennsylvania. By the way, she received just a tiny piece of the national vote there, but she plans to ask for a recount in Michigan as well, and that's coming up tomorrow, it looks like. They say she's after it. I think she's working with Hillary myself. What do you think, Sam?
I think not only is she working for Hillary, and some of the proof would be where on earth does a candidate like Jill Stein, that literally has, for the most part, no support, Kurt. Ron Paul had more support than Jill Stein, and everybody mocked Ron. Jill Stein couldn't make it into the debates, didn't have enough support, etc., so she protested outside of them, got arrested from what we understand at one point. Jill Stein, in my humble opinion, is a joke, Kurt. However, somehow she's managed to raise well over $7 million to back the recount. Where does that kind of money come from? And the answer is disgruntled Democrats are literally falling all over themselves to back Jill Stein. and her efforts to try to create an upset. Now, Hillary joined in the fray, but yet she was the one that was so critical of the Donald, saying, oh, man, you can't challenge the recount. That really strikes at the heart of our democracy, not realizing we don't even have a democracy. We have a republic. Thank you very much. Get it right, please, because the difference in governments are drastic, to say the least. Nevertheless, I'm convinced that you're right, Kurt. Either George Soros or Hillary Clinton or some organizing entity with the Democrats are behind Jill Stein now. The question becomes, is Jill still a shill for Bill, Kurt? Or is Jill a shill for Hill? Just wondering. Liberty Roundtable live, details in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Talking about Jill Stein, disgruntled to say the least, Jill Stein. Pennsylvania State Department says Stein already missed the recount deadline. Sorry. Stein sues now after Wisconsin refuses to order hand recounts. She's battling in three states, and what I find fascinating is, again, we say, you know what, there's interesting money behind Jill Stein. Why? She's been a nobody this whole time, folks, but now somehow she's raised $7 million in very short order to go after the recount. Now, that battle's going to rage for a while, I'm afraid. Now, the reason I say for a while is because they're not giving up. They're trying to mess with the Electoral College. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Wisconsin Election Commission agreed on Monday to begin a recount of the presidential election. But the problem, Kurt, is what does a recount mean? They say that the recount must happen, but they're not doing it by hand. How do you do it if you don't do it by hand, Kurt?
Well, they say, they give some more detail way down in the story. They say most machines there in Wisconsin are what they call optical readers. Voters, they say, fill out a paper ballot and feed it into the machine, which then electronically records the vote. In a hand recount, clerks would individually tally those ballots. In a machine recount, they would feed the ballots back through the machines, though they would also run a number of other checks, such as reconciling the votes and sign names on poll lists, they say. You know, that at least those sound like pretty good, I guess you could say, ways to make sure it's kind of on the up and up. You know, let's see, it says a small percentage of votes in Wisconsin are cast on touchscreen machines, too bad, which they say also, that's what we've got, by the way, which also generate paper records. Yeah, they generate them, but, you know, are they really? I would like to have the paper record come out for each person. Like, I can see it there, but it doesn't get handed to me. And wouldn't it be nice to have the two so that at least if you're going to use the computer, you could still hand count them and make sure the numbers were accurate. They say none of the machines used for voting in the state, that's Wisconsin, by the way, are connected to the internet and could not be hacked remotely. This is what the guy, what's his name, Mr. Haas, Mike Haas, H-A-A-S. He's the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That's what he said. In Dane County, which includes Madison, they say the computers used to prepare the ballot files loaded into voting machines, they say, are also not connected to the internet, meaning that it would take someone with physical access to the machines to hack them. That's what the county clerk, Scott McDonald, said. The individual machines are also tested by city, village, and town clerks prior to the vote to make sure they are working correctly. Then they quote one guy, well, the same guy, he says, even if the KGB broke into the city-county building, it's encrypted, it's password-protected. That's what he said. He doubted whether even he could rig the election. I don't know how I would do it without the local clerk seeing it, he says. But, you know, the thing I would like to ask is, who's been watching the ballots, especially, you know, if they redo them or recount them, who's been watching them since the election?
Well, nobody, Kurt. They don't. That's why they don't want to count them by hand, my friend. You see, the ballots are gone. Okay, and therefore you can't count them by hand, and they're refusing to do that. Now, they'll be glad to let you look at the machines and count those because they know full well, hey, they've already been rigged. Go ahead and recount the manipulated rig if you want to. You're going to get very similar results. Now, the problem that everybody has, though, is that Jill Stein raised over $7 million in a very short amount of time. How did that happen? Who backed her? Where did the money come from? Is it a George Soros? Is it a Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton, you know, somehow scandal? Where does Jill get this kind of support? She's never had it yet, and all of a sudden it materializes. Now, Donald Trump and others are saying, hey, this is a scam by the Green Party and Jill Stein. I agree, Kurt. It's a raising money effort scam. And the reason that I say that is now they're saying they're not even going to put all the money into the recount that they said they'd push for. If they lose the recount, what do they do? Just keep the money? That worked out pretty nice for Jill. setting up the Green Party for a real push in 2020 or whatever the case may be. Now, Clinton, by the way, would have to flip the vote, Kurt, in all three states to win. That's a possibility that election experts are saying, you know what, that's a long shot to say the least. It's a very remote chance that that could happen. And not only that, then Donald sues and says, hey, we want to count these and make sure there's no illegals voting. This could be a long process, Kurt, if you tamper with the Electoral College and if you get into lawsuits and everything else. I don't know, you know, if the courts will just throw this out and it'll be short-lived or if it'll go on for a while. But no doubt Jill Stein raised $7 million and she's already claiming they're not going to put all of it into the election recount stuff, Kurt. So that, yep. I find that very strange.
It does look interesting that at least in one case, Trump picked up a few more votes, I guess in a little place called, town of Hazelhurst. They had recorded 44 votes for him before, and Hillary had 330. But the problem was the officials there had, you know, had a reporting error, and really it was 440. So
what was that? Did you say 440 or 44?
Yeah. Well, at least there was only a zero missing, you know. But anyway, I bet the whole town was like, "What?" You know, there's 44 of us that voted for Trump and 330 for Clinton, and you know.
Yeah, because no one I know in the town voted for Hillary. What's up with that? You know, and then the other problem with this, Kurt, is does that take out all the illegal votes that were there? Maybe in that town there weren't any. I don't know about Hazelhurst or whatever. But I'm just telling you, you know, if I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't work on the election problems, because we know there's plenty of them. What I'm saying, though, is now pushing for a recount literally weeks after a behind-the-scenes deal was already in place to capitulate, you know, to basically congratulate the winner and you know, say, all right, he's won. After, you know, Hillary has really gone on and talked about the elections are perfect, no problem. Using a third party like Jill Stein to push the envelope for the recount so that Hillary doesn't have to take the direct heat. Tons of money all of a sudden materializing for Jill Stein and the Green Party. Then they claim we're not even going to use it for the recount, really, or at least we're only going to use part of it. She started out by saying she only needed a little bit of money, Kurt, and then as she got the money way faster than she thought she would, she keeps upping the ante in terms of what she needs as well. So there's some very strange anomalies coming behind this cash, and I think a lawsuit should be filed by somebody to say, show us where you got the cash, Jill. Let's make your donations transparent here.
That's a great point. I suppose, you know, you'll see that in a year or two.
And that's kind of my point, is that, wow.
Good point.
So who is there? There's Wisconsin. There's Pennsylvania.
And
what's the third one? It used to be Arizona, right? But that's
that one's all done.
So are there three states?
Wisconsin, they need all three of them.
All right, we'll find out. We'll talk about it in a second. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Frustrated by the outcome of the recent presidential election, some left-leaning activists are seeking to browbeat or threaten electors from key states into voting against Donald Trump when the Electoral College convenes on December 19th. Some state electors have reportedly received death threats. Retiring California Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer has sponsored legislation to abolish the Electoral College system, which would require a constitutional amendment. As is always the case with a practice or institution that fails to deliver the results favored by the cultural left, the Electoral College is being denounced as racist. The Electoral College favors low-population states to high-population states by giving all states two electoral votes, regardless of population, and most low-population states skew white, complains an essay published on the progressive site Crooks and Liars. Elsewhere on the left, Some commentators are insisting that the Electoral College is simultaneously an anti-democratic anachronism and the last hope to prevent Trump's ascension to the presidency. Members of the Electoral College should not make Donald Trump the next president unless he sells his companies and puts the proceeds in a blind trust, declared Judd Legum of Think Progress. Legum cited several legal advisors to Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama who claimed that Trump is already in violation of the Constitution's Emoluments Clause, which forbids federal office holders from receiving material gifts or monetary payments from foreign interests. The left's perspective on the institution appears to be that its existence should continue only long enough to hand the presidency to Hillary Clinton, and then it should be dissolved.
For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio talking about Jill Stein's recount. Man, she sure ended up with a lot of cash. Couldn't get support for the election, but boy, could she get cash when she needs it. This is a scam, I believe, by the Green Party and by Jill Stein. Now, you could say, Sam, you're taking a Russian talking point. That's fake news. You're taking a Trump talking point. That's fake news. You guys are all bogus. Clinton would have to flip the vote in all three states. I don't even know what three states it is, Kurt. Do you? I mean, Arizona.
Yeah, you got Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Those right. three are the ones that we're talking about.
Okay.
So she's, according to that Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, she's, you know, basically got her started in Wisconsin. She's going to... let's see, what was the plan? You're going to start the recount in Michigan on Wednesday. That's when she wants to ask for that. And then, she's getting the Pennsylvania thing. She filed a lawsuit to force that as well.
And I don't really have a problem with trying to get to the bottom of the election crisis. I guess I'm just not comfortable with the way that it's happening, the way that they're going about it. The fact that they did nothing for weeks and then all of a sudden, right before deadlines, they're going. Plenty of money kicked in to get it done all of a sudden. We're not hearing the straight scoop on the reality. If it was a genuine effort by somebody to say, hey, I really do want a recount, it's close, I get it. But it isn't. Because Hillary conceded per her prearranged deal to do so. That's the problem with this whole thing. Jill Stein doesn't have a prayer to win. A recount wouldn't help her at all. Now she's running around saying, yeah, but we got to have integrity of elections. You weren't really saying a whole ton about that before, Jill. And if you're not going to use the money that you raised, all of it, to get that done, then what's the purpose here? What's the agenda? And I just don't feel like it's a genuine effort. All right. Any other tidbits on that, Kurt?
I don't see too much. It seemed like there was one more thing on the, related issue where I just thought this story was well written. Philip Wegman wrote this. I think this is Washington Post, if I remember right. Said, Jill Stein has everything she needs to launch a presidential recount. She's got the cash, the grassroots fervor, and the spotlight of an adoring media. But there's one thing she needs to overturn Trump's victory. A calendar. says she missed Pennsylvania's deadline to file for a voter-initiated recount. That blown deadline is a huge blow for Democrats who have pinned their hopes on recounts in the Keystone State, that's Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. According to Wanda Muren, she's spokeswoman for the Pennsylvania Department of State. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported this. The deadline for a voter-initiated recount was Monday, November 21. I think we're November 29 now. Yeah. Allied with Clinton's camp, Stein can still mount a legal challenge. That's what she's doing now, suing. While the chances of litigation are uncertain, they say the vote tally is clear. Trump beat Clinton in Pennsylvania, a feat not accomplished by a Republican since Reagan did it back in 84. While they say it wasn't a landslide, it wasn't close either. Trump carried the state with 70,000 votes, a significant margin that will be hard to overcome. And they say even if Stein manages a recount in Pennsylvania, nothing's guaranteed. Of the thousands of statewide races in the last 15 years, only 27 have been decided by recounts, and only three challengers have pulled off an upset. Anyway, yeah, that's from the Washington Examiner. I'm sorry about that. But I just thought it was kind of funny. She needs all these things, and maybe she needs a calendar. But anyway.
It's amazing, huh?
I think it's different, though, for folks like that because they change the calendar for them. For you and me, you know, the calendar would just get you done, right, Sam?
Well, what do you expect, Kurt? Do you think that this recount's going to go anywhere, or do you think it's just going to be a raise money for Jill, help the third party, or do you think Hillary or somebody has some knowledge of something we don't know that might give credibility and or credence or somehow lift to that effort?
You know, the scariest thing for me would be if Obama just says, well, we've got all this uncertainty, so I think I'll just go ahead and stay as president while we can, you know, get to the bottom of all this stuff. You know, I mean, what a mess.
Well, it could affect the inauguration, and that's something that we have to seriously think about, consider. And I don't know how all that's going to work out. Some of these bridges we haven't crossed because, you know, for the first couple of hundred years of America, we certainly had problems, right? We had the Whiskey Rebellion. We had the Civil War. We had the, you know, Mexican War. We had, you know, there were plenty of problems in the country. But we did not have this morality meltdown of epic proportions that we have now, Kurt. And so a lot of these bridges we have never crossed, and we wouldn't cross them if we would stay as a Judeo-Christian nation, if we would stay as a good, honest, moral people. These issues wouldn't be the case, and they are now because we don't trust anything. I mean, whatever government says, then you kind of come back and go, well, it can't be true if government says it. Whatever they say is not true, you go, well, it must be true if government's denying it. And I know that's a very negative place to be, but at some point, when it keeps happening, you can't ignore it. You got to say, I can't trust my government. And that's really where we are today, and I think we're at the heart of all this, Kurt. I don't blame Jill Stein for wanting the truth. I want the truth. My questioning of Jill Stein isn't that we don't need to resolve the problems or that we don't need integrity in the system. My problem is with everything that I see surrounding her efforts here seem very strange. They don't seem to add up or, as some say, pass the smell test here. That's the concern. I'm not really criticizing her wanting the truth. I want the truth, too. I want illegals to not vote. I want there to be integrity in the system. But the whole system has been manipulated over the last 50 years to the point where there's so many fault lines or problems in it that it's hard to know where to even start to clean it up. And the only real answer that I know would be to go back to complete paper ballots. But I know this, you know, at the end when you vote, at least for me on my machines, they show you like a paper ballot at the end, and it prints one. Right? But you never get a hold of it. You never get a copy of it. You never get it. And so is there really one? Well, it appears that there is, but, you know, where is it? What happened to it? As you wisely say, well, we're not going to hand recount it. We'll just look at the machine. Then what good is the paper ballot? Because what if it differs from the machine, Kurt? that we've got so many questions and very little answers. And the problem is we don't even have the people in power in place, in my opinion, to give us confidence that it would be dealt with in an honorable manner. All right. Anything else on that, Kurt?
No, I think that's well covered, Dan.
All right. I guess the internet went out for some folks. They were probably listening to the Liberty Roundtable at the time, don't you think, Kurt?
Well, I wanted you to kind of tell me what was going on there, but it looks like, tell us, it's a German story, and they say German telecom is looking into evidence of a, they say, a hacker attack after about 900,000 internet, phone, and television clients were hit by a massive outage. They say around 900,000 routers, that's a pretty good batch of them, were hit by the outage, which started on Sunday. Company spokesman told the reporter, I don't know, what do you think of this whole thing?
Well, I noticed a few anomalies about it, and, you know, I haven't really got the pay dirt or the details when it comes to the reality in this discussion. And the reason I say that is because there's some anomalies that concern me. They say it only affects a certain kind of routers. They're working on exactly what kind it affects or what brands. You mentioned, what was your starting statement, that some what group of people?
Well, they call them,
It was just a weird list of people in a way.
A hacker attack, says they were, routers connect customers not only to the internet. No, it was before that. It says after 900,000 internet, phone, and television clients were hit by a massive outage.
Okay, so that's interesting that they say phone and television clients. It tells me that people who have triple play or some kind of connection from certain providers, they say it only affected certain routers. What I mean is this is a strategic hit somewhere from the inside by somebody who wanted to hit a group of people. In other words, this isn't just a general rolling outage, Kurt. It's either hitting a certain provider or a certain group of people for a certain reason or a certain kind of router. This is a very defined attack based on certain exploit, whatever you want to say. And so I'm not sure that we know the reality on this. In other words, I think that there's a scandal going on somewhere. Down later, it says, hey, people need to upgrade their software and do this and do that. So somebody took advantage of an exploit is all. And it affected a large number of people, though. But there's internet outages all the time, Kurt. The question is, why focus on this one? And why is it so different?
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
my sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure, and she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, I do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke, because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so anyway, I'm saying this is a targeted outage of some kind. I don't know if somebody just found the way to exploit a certain kind of router. I don't know if these people decided to attack a certain internet provider or somehow have a list of those who had internet and TV and phone or whatever else. All I'm telling you is it's a very unique situation. What I don't understand exactly is why this one's being given worldwide focus. You could say, well, Sam, the number of people without internet's huge. It's almost 1 million people. I get it. But there's internet outages all the time all over the place, Kurt. And I think this one's brought up because it's an exploit. Somebody somehow took advantage of a system. Now they're saying you got to update your software to keep yourself safe. They love stories that make every one of us feel like the world's falling apart, Kurt. Anything that relates to you thinking the boogeyman's right behind you, oh my gosh, it's Al-Qaeda. Don't move now, but don't look now. Al-Qaeda, or, you know, hackers are everywhere. Oh my gosh, no doubt there's voter fraud because there's hackers everywhere. They want you to just be uneasy, unsettled, just about everything. And they love that. They run around and fear-monger left and right. We don't do that on Liberty Roundtable Live. We tell you that God's in his heavens, that he loves us, that it'll be okay. Oh yeah, there's thugs everywhere and you got to watch out for them. Yeah, there's fake news by the mainstream press. We get all that. But it's not the end of the world, and the boogeyman's not here today. There's a lot of good in the world, and a lot of people doing a lot of wonderful things, and we can preserve liberty if we just work on it daily. Okay, but they're fear-mongering, and they love that. So I think that this has the fear-monger factor to it, is why they love this story, Kurt.
Well, it looks like I think you're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Your favorite folks are in the news, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. You know, they're doing this whole racist thing again, which, you know, it shouldn't surprise you. It's a World Net Daily piece. Leo Holman is the author, and headline, SPLC moves to kill debate on refugee resettlement. Yeah, and the author starts off, it doesn't take much to get oneself branded a racist in Michigan these days, and I would say, well, anywhere it doesn't these days. Donald Trump pulled off an upset win in the state that has gone Democrat in the previous two presidential elections, but that hasn't stopped the entrenched establishment from demonizing those who hold Trump-like views on immigration. And so the SPLC, they're teaming up with local Detroit media to paint a Maryland-based journalist as an anti-Muslim extremist and Islamophobe. So if you we're kind of missing out on the phobe thing, there's the Islamophobe for you.
There you go.
Simply because he has produced fact-based research on the U.S. government's refugee resettlement program. Huh. And I was, you know, looking through the Constitution, it's hard to find that refugee resettlement program in there. James Simpson has been invited to speak at the annual Business Roundtable Breakfast in Oakland County. Now, that's not in California. That's in...
Oakland is in Alameda, Michigan. County in California, by the way.
Yeah, okay, good. This is there in Michigan. It's one of several counties that have been
pummeled.
Yeah,
because all you got to do is rip on that racist attack on this guy. Hint, hint, associated with Trump. Hint, hint, while we recount, right?
Yep, good point. And the county executive there, Brooks Patterson, he won re-election in a landslide, by the way, on the latest election. He's been a vocal critic of the refugee program.
I can see why.
Threatening to sue the administration for violating the Refugee Act of 1980. I didn't even know we had one of those.
Of course you have one of those, Kurt.
Under Obama, the feds have distributed thousands of refugees into Oakland County without advance notice to Patterson and other local government officials. Surprise, surprise.
Now, Kurt, the Southern Poverty Law Center, these are the thugs that tried to say that Ben Carson, they tried to label former GOP presidential contender Ben Carson as an extremist, only to remove the post after massive backlash from the people back in 2015. Now, here's what's interesting. They say that the reason that Carson's an extremist, Kurt, is, you know what? He said things that most people would conclude are extreme. You want to know what kind of things he said, Kurt?
Let's see, let's return to the Constitution.
Well, he didn't say that this time. He said marriage is between a man and a woman.
Whoa,
so you can't say stuff
really
like that.
He is really stepping over that line, huh?
Talking extreme.
Wow.
Now, I bring all this up, though, just because the Southern Poverty Law Center has attacked me, has attacked all these people, wrongfully so. But the difference, Kurt, is that Ben Carson has a lot more name recognition than I, a lot more money, and he's black. And as a result, then, the SPLC's got to back off. Or what about average people like me? How do I get them to stop the lies and the abuse about me? See? It's kind of the problem. I don't know how you get that done. But, you know, they say that it's really nothing more than a double down against free speech, right, Kurt?
Yeah. You know, at least on the free speech thing, that's, at least to me, the key issue here. You know, if somebody really wants to run a good bill, it would be the Freedom of Speech Restoration Act, you know, which would basically get rid of all the bureaucrats that go around telling everybody what they can or can't say.
Yeah, you know, because they say this is not just in Michigan where this is happening. Anyone who is armed with the facts and who reject the talking points of the government and the resettlement contractors are immediately dubbed a racist.
Yep.
They're going after the only county executive that's willing to take a stand.
Yep. Yeah, and they'll get rid of the different ones, and then, you know, everybody will be in lockstep, you know. I mean, that's just how they work it. I guess they even have a Detroit radio
You're an
extremist host there.
Islamophobe, Kurt.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. You know, it's scary when you eliminate freedom of speech, Sam, and that's what we've done in America, in many, many ways.
I hear that. Anyway, that's a sad story to say the least. But you know, what do you expect, Kurt? I mean, it's. You know, we're seeing more and more of this. For example, I don't know if you heard, but there's a Google Chrome extension now, Kurt. You install it into your Google, and what it will do for you, Kurt, is every time you see alt-right in the news, it'll automatically just replace it with white supremacy.
Whoa.
What do you think of that?
That's censorship.
They would say, Kurt, it's rejecting the fake news, my friend.
Ooh.
See? Now, they say alt-right has become a household term in recent months as the movement threw its support behind the Donald. But activists have warned that the, quote, phrase alt-right is simply a sanitized rebranding of white nationalism and or synonymous with white supremacy. And hey, a New York-based advertising professional, now, Kurt, listen, who is using a pseudonym, George, created a Google Chrome extension called Stop Normalizing the Alt-Right. That's interesting, huh? They say it automatically replaces all mentions of the alt-right with the phrase white supremacy. Now, they say that it's received a bunch of downloads, Kurt. 59,000 direct Facebook shares. I don't want this term to be sugar-coated, says this pseudonym named George. I want it to instantly make people recoil in the same way that white supremacists or white nationalists would make people recoil. Now, there's folks that are already sick of this censoring, Kurt. There's a radio host and a popular cultural commentator. His name is Jay Smooth, on the internet at least. I don't know if that's his real name or not, but anyway, Jay Smooth. He created a similar extension, Kurt, called Alt-Right the Normalizer. So now what you do is that if you get this extension, then it'll go ahead and change that. It replaces all appearances of the alt-right with the rebranded nationalism. In other words, if you see nationalism or white supremacy, it'll just change it back to alt-right, Kurt. So it's the battle of the 1984. Everything's just changed in an instant, kind of an idea. But imagine this. These guys that are preaching tolerance, these liberals, these people running around, now they just can't stand the alt-right, Kurt. Now, in their fair assessment, there is a guy by the name of Richard Spencer, who we know quite well, who had an event from the NPI, National Policy Institute in Washington, and he said, he didn't say Heil, he did not say that, but he did say Hail Hitler. And then a couple of people in the crowd at an event created a, they call it a Roman salute or a Nazi salute, Kurt, and now they're taking down Richard Spencer over this, and it's a huge to-do. That's why the alt-right term is in such question, because Richard Spencer created that term. Now, Richard Spencer's a friend. I don't agree with the Nazi salutes of any kind or the Nazi rhetoric or ideology in any way, but I do believe in the First Amendment and the opportunity to speak for oneself and freedom of speech. And it's interesting to me how these liberals that want really push for freedom on everything, like murdering babies and everything else, but when you want to say something, And they even tried to take down Ben Carson and lost, and they're taking down us. They're trying to, but they'll lose again. This nation shall endure.